In Belmore, New York, three students have been accused of sexually assaulting younger members of their high school football team. A grand jury subpoenaed witnesses yesterday in the case. The allegations have stunned and divided the community. Some parents say the school didn't do enough to protect the children. Others are furious that the Mepham High School's football season has been canceled. NPR's Brian Mann reports.
In late August, the Mepham High School Pirates traveled to a summer camp near Scranton, Pennsylvania, for a week-long football workshop. Coaches stayed in one cabin, the players in another. When the kids came home, rumors began to circulate in this middle-class suburb that older players had sodomized and physically assaulted younger teammates. Three Mepham High seniors have been suspended from school. Last week, the Belmore Merrick Board of Education voted unanimously to cancel the football season, says Board President Charles Reinhardt.
For the community, it is a very hard thing to take. It was a tough thing for me to come to the conclusion that the season should be ended.
The season was ended, Reinhardt says, in part because many players refused to talk about what had happened, hindering the investigation. Mid-morning, a dozen kids are hanging out at Luigi's, a popular pizza joint just down the street from Mepham High. They say they were shocked by the charges, and two seniors who refused to give their names say the football player should have come forward sooner.
They're not giving any information on what happened, so it's really their loss. They can't blame it on anyone else.
80% of the football players knew about it before it came out.
But the decision to end the football season has infuriated many parents.
I don't think the entire team should suffer.
Michael DeVanzo runs a tavern in downtown Belmore. He has two daughters at Mepham High who march in the drill team. DeVanzo says it's not a cover-up. It's just kids who don't know what to do.
It's not that they want to keep this deep dark secret. It's just that they don't want to be the one to, in other words, to be the rat.
Last week, students held a rally calling for the football season to be reinstated. And some parents say they're considering a lawsuit. But others insist that canceling this year's games is only a first step. Susan Connors graduated from Mepham High School and still lives a few blocks away.
Most of the parents that I speak to are up in arms. They're outraged. The football season should be canceled. I think that the coach should be fired. I think any other adult that was there at the camp at the time should be held responsible and should pay the consequences just like these kids are.
Connors and many of her neighbors say they're outraged that students accused of the crime were only suspended last week, nearly a month after the alleged assault. There have still been no arrests. Tension escalated yesterday when Mark Zimmer, the district attorney in Pennsylvania who's investigating the case, claimed that school officials, coaches, and parents at Mepham High School haven't cooperated with police.
They laid the ground rules down real quick and said that, you know, they were only going to respond to a subpoena, which is what we've decided to do at this point.
School officials refused to be interviewed about Zimmer's charge. In a prepared statement, Superintendent Tom Caramore argued that privacy laws prevented the school from sharing information with police without parental consent or a subpoena. But Zimmer says many potential witnesses in the community are simply frightened.
Whether their child's a witness or they may be implicated in the situation, their natural tendency, I think, is to say, I'm not going anywhere near that, and my kid isn't either because it may ruin his or her life.
Officials haven't released the names of the students accused of the assault. According to published reports, one of the victims was injured so severely that he required surgery. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in New York.